This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you feel like you just made it through planting season, you might not be ready to start thinking about harvest. But the reality is that we're only a couple months away, and it's probably time for some combine maintenance. Sievers Equipment Company wants growers to be prepared for harvest season, and they're hosting combine clinics this week. Brian Sievers says the clinics will be held in two locations, and he invites all customers to attend.
So this is normally a clinic that we offer every year. We switch it up to go between different locations since we are relatively close geographically between our stores. And this year the clinics will be held at the Greenfield store on Tuesday the 25th and at Hillsboro on Wednesday the 26th. And the main focus of those meetings is just to help our customers right before we get into harvest, to give them some information, the best way to get the machine set, some new features that are maybe available for the older machines, and generally just how to optimize their machine for the upcoming harvest so they can be the most productive that they can possibly be for the fall.
Well, it seems kind of crazy since we're in July to be already thinking about harvest, but really, I guess we're only a couple months out now.
We are, and I think this season is really probably going to be a little bit stretched out. We had really a prolonged planting season. Some guys got out and got stuff in really early, late March, early April, and it survived the wetness we had for the rest of April and part of May, and then, of course, we drug it out all the way through May into June with the bean planting. So it's going to start early and probably run a little bit late this year, we think. So we need to make sure that the machines are ready to run.
Well, sounds good. As far as the clinics go, kind of walk us through what it's going to be like. You know, are they going to be listening to speakers? Will they have some opportunities to look up close at the equipment? Or what will they be doing?
All of the above, really. So we will have some of our technicians on hand that specialize in combine repair and productivity and performance. In addition to that, we'll have Gary Downey from Case IH on hand to go over the machines as well, and also representatives from MacDon and Gearinghoff, I believe, also to kind of go through the whole range of machines that we offer. And there will be some informational stuff presented. There will be question and answers for the customers, specific issues that they have and how to remedy those issues or how to make them better.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like there will be a full slate with lots of educational opportunities. Brian, I want to ask you, how's business going for Sievers, and do you have any new products that you'd like to mention today that you're excited about or that you'd like to mention for farmers and listeners just to hear about?
Business has been okay. Of course, it could always be better, and you know, we were spoiled for several years a few years ago when the commodity prices were much better than they are now. But you know, we're doing okay, and we do our best to help our customers and to keep them running when things don't go well for them in the field. Our service departments are busy. As far as new products, I guess the newest thing for us is that we recently acquired a Kubota location in Jerseyville, Illinois, and we offer Kubota there again as a second location. But the difference between there and the Auburn store is we have the full line of Kubota at that location, and including the Kubota construction equipment. And in addition to that, we have Polaris off-road outdoor equipment, Hustler mowers, and Ferris mowers at that location. So we've really kind of broadened our product range in the outdoor power equipment market, plus strengthening our Kubota offering with the full line over there at Jerseyville.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Always exciting for businesses when they expand and have some new options for their customers. You had mentioned your service and your service technicians, and as we talk about harvest, you've got people that can come out to the farm and work on equipment if problems arise.
Absolutely. We really kind of take pride in our mobile service capabilities. I would not be afraid to put our mobile fleet and mobile capabilities up against anybody in the state of Illinois as far as our service capabilities in the field.
Awesome. Well, just one of many great things that Seavers Equipment Company has to offer. Brian, if you don't mind, I'll have you mention those dates for the Combine Clinics once again, and also if there's any pre-registration required.
There is no pre-registration, and we are looking at Tuesday, July 25th at Greenfield, and Wednesday, July 26th at Hillsboro. Customers should have or will be soon receiving a postcard in the mail giving the details on those. One more thing to check out from Case IH coming up at the Farm Progress Show this year is a new product offering in the QuadTrac line. So make sure to get to Decatur and check that out coming up here in about a month or so.
Brian Seavers of Seavers Equipment Company. In national ag news, the U.S. Department of Ag is offering more relief for farmers dealing with a drought in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is authorizing the use of additional Conservation Reserve Program lands for emergency grazing and haying. Secretary Perdue is allowing the emergency action during and after the primary nesting season in parts of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota that have reached severe drought level or greater as classified by the U.S. Drought Monitor. This includes counties with any part of their border located within 150 miles of authorized counties within the three states and may extend into neighboring states. All emergency grazing must end September 30th, and emergency haying must end August 31st. 82% of South Dakota is in a severe or worse drought, along with 74% of North Dakota and 45% of Montana. Campbell's Soup Company will leave the Grocery Manufacturers Association by the end of the year over a dispute on labeling of genetically modified ingredients, according to Politico. GMA is opposed to GMO labeling, while Campbell has long been vocal about increasing transparency of its ingredients. Campbell Chief Executive Denise Morrison told investors the move was not for financial reasons, but instead was driven by purpose and principles. The move comes as the Department of Ag's Agricultural Marketing Service has extended the public comment period for the GMO disclosure rule. The deadline for input has been extended through August 25th to allow more time for stakeholders to provide feedback, according to the USDA. The National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard Law was enacted by Congress on July 29th of last year. The Ag Marketing Service has 2 years to establish the standard and the procedures necessary for implementation. USDA has been hopeful to wrap up the rulemaking process still this year. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the U.S. Department of Ag has reached a final agreement with Chinese officials to allow the U.S. to begin exporting rice to China for the first time. Secretary Perdue says the agreement has been in the works for more than a decade and says the agreement represents an exceptional opportunity with potential for growth in the future. China is the world's largest producer and consumer of rice. And since 2013, it has also been the largest importer, with imports reaching nearly 5 million tons last year. When the new rice protocol is fully implemented, the U.S. rice industry will have access to China, significantly expanding export opportunities. U.S. rice exports can begin following the completion of an audit of U.S. rice facilities by China's General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection, and Quarantine. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.